because you're exercising, obviously you look better. And because you look and feel better, you're a better podcast host. You have more confidence because you command, because people can see that you are the type of human that goes out and puts the effort in every single day.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster, it's your host, Adam Adams. On this episode, it's going to be slightly different than some of the other episodes that are focused very specifically on just being a good podcaster. This is focused on something that can help you absolutely as a podcaster and also as a business person. And also as a parent, as a brother, a sister, or a partner, or a spouse. And on this episode, I want to talk a little bit about what you can get. What are some of the benefits of constantly moving your body? Another word for that is exercise. Now, there's two types of exercise, okay? Two main types. Of course, we could put these into lots of subcategories as well. I'm going to focus on category number one, which is strength training. This is rate resistance training, muscle resistance. These can grow your muscles, et cetera. And then the second one being cardio. So something where you're lifting heavier weights and something where you're doing something at a light impact. Okay. Those are the two-ish types of exercise. Now, here's the thing that you may not have known. When you are moving your body, and especially certain parts of your body, like your glutes, your posterior chain around your glutes, your hamstrings. When you're doing that, you actually release, it's interesting science, you actually release different hormones and endorphins into the body, the blood, and the brain, which is amazing. It does a few things like makes you happier and healthier. It gives you more pep in the step, etc. So it's newish science to understand that when we do, for example, a squat or a deadlift or any type of thrusting motion with our posterior chain, it releases a bunch of endorphins that stay in those muscles, that the only way for them to get into our blood system and our brain is by moving them and flexing them. As we move and flex those muscles, it goes into our blood system, it goes into our brain, and we feel happier and healthier. We reduce our stress and we feel more alive. We actually wake up by doing more movement. So it's kind of cool. I want to share a couple more benefits of movement and a couple of just strategies that I've learned from the few different coaches that I've hired along the way to help me get a six pack or do CrossFit challenges or my bodybuilding challenge. So let's talk a little bit about that right now. Obviously, it's no secret that when we engage in physical activities like walking or lifting weights, we tend to feel better. We actually also get less depression and anxiety. So if you ever suffer from depression or anxiety, maybe think about getting up, moving, exercising, strengthening your muscles. We also become younger. So random and interesting fact is that, did you know that a lot of older people, like let's just say when we hit our 30s, when we hit our 40s, especially when we start hitting our 50s and 60s and 70s, we are thinking, we assume, I'm old. I shouldn't do that anymore. I shouldn't act like a kid. My body is too old for this. I don't heal like I used to. That's actually a fallacy. So there's a lot of science that proves the longer we live, this is probably the better way to say this. The longer we live, we don't automatically lose strength or endurance. We don't automatically lose it. We lose it if we don't use it. If you're not going to use it, you're going to lose it, obviously. But for those, whenever you see like 80-year-old, for example, that is really, really strong and even stronger than you, when you see an 80-year-old who just completed a whole Ironman where they did like a 112-mile bike ride and they did a whole marathon, plus they swam a mile or two, when you see these people that are in their 70s, 80s, 90s doing that kind of stuff, it's not because they are anomaly. It's not because they are unique, that their body is built differently or they have great genetics. It's not really that. It's more that they kept moving, that they are moving. And when you move, you feel and look younger. Your face looks and feels younger. Your body looks and feels younger. You stay more limber. You're able to do more and achieve more because of that. You can approach business in a different way, but plus, when you look and feel better because you're exercising, obviously you look better because you're exercising. Obviously you feel better. And because you look and feel better, you're a better podcast host because you have more confidence, because you command, because people can see that you are the type of human that goes out and does, that puts the effort in every single day. You wouldn't look this good if you didn't put in the work every day. Because people see that you're in a healthy position, they're more likely to give you more authority, their trust. They're more likely to look up to you, respect you, and give you their business because they can tell that you do the right things daily. You are committed. You focus. You're diligent. You're dependent. Because of those things, we subconsciously, well, some people, it's very conscious. They're like, I'm not going to work with somebody who doesn't take care of themselves. That is the case as well. But there's also the case where it's inside our head. Like, we don't even process the thoughts or the feelings as much. We just know that we tend to respect somebody when we can tell that they take good care of themselves. So that's what we're talking about with physical movement. The two kinds are strength training and cardio. And I'm going to give you a couple recommendations. So I have a buddy who is actually one of my clients. He's a podcaster. And he called me the other day and he was like, dude, I just can't get in the gym like you can. I don't have as much time as you do. And I was like, I don't understand. And I asked him what was going on. He's like, yeah, I just don't have 2 hours a day. I'm like, bro, you don't need 2 hours a day. Why don't you just commit to going for 15 or 20 minutes? Why don't you just commit to being in the gym for 15 to 20 minutes? If all you did was walk on the treadmill, or if you did a couple of workouts and then left, it's better than not doing it at all. So you're trying to give this excuse that you don't have 2 hours. I never told you that to do 2 hours. And I don't even usually do 2 hours. I do sometimes when I have a lot of time and I want to spend it there. Normally, I want to spend somewhere between 15 and 45 minutes at the gym. I don't want to spend 1 to 2 to 3 hours. Even if I have time, it's so much. And it's not even probably healthy for you. It is most likely if you're there for more than an hour, most likely you are technically overtraining. You're probably doing too much. So it's actually better for you to do 15, 20, 30 minutes. So anyway, I tell him, why don't you just try to do this? So he starts going. He's like, you told me to just go for 20 minutes and that's all I did. And he's now got this on a rhythm and he's lost weight. He's more happy, less depressed. He's a better podcaster. He's a better business owner because of just moving even just a little bit per day. So the cardio, what can you do for strength? What can you do for cardio? Here you go. For strength training, something that you can do that's really, really beneficial for you is it's called compound movements. There is isolation exercises and there's compound movements. In brief, the isolation is like a bicep curl. You're really trying to focus on just one muscle, on an isolation. That's not going to give you as much benefit in the way that we're talking about the benefits for your mental health and benefits for your mood health and also growing your body and getting better sleep and testosterone and things like that. So a compound movement is a movement where you use lots of different muscles in order to do it. An example is the deadlift. The deadlift or the squat, you basically use your arms, your shoulders, your back, your core, your posterior chain, or like your butt, quads, your calves, you're using all of these muscles all at the same time. That's a compound movement. An isolation would be like a leg extension or a leg curl, or what is it when you interior rotate? I can't remember, but all of the isolations, you can avoid those if you'd like to and just go straight to the compound movements. The upper body compound movements would be like a pull up or a pull down, or that would be like bench press or a shoulder press. This is where you're firing your shoulder, your tricep, your chest, all at the same time. These are compound movements and they give you some of those benefits much, much faster. And the cardio that I want to recommend to you is to really focus on just doing daily walks, a very, very low impact, low intensity walk. It doesn't sound like it gives you a huge amount of benefits because it's like, oh, I could burn more calories if I ran. I could burn more calories when on my rower. I could burn more calories if I did my Aerodyne or my what you name the thing. But if you do a low impact, just walking, you're going to get a huge results. You can burn fat better. You can basically keep your body in a less stressed position. When you are stressed, you get this fat that's really unhealthy for you, that's in your organs underneath your stomach muscles. And that fat inside of there, that fat under there is called visceral fat. And you want the lowest amount of visceral fat. The stress is going to gain visceral fat. And so some people wonder, why am I, quote, skinny fat? They're like, why am I skinny fat? Why are my arms and legs so skinny, but I got this giant gut? And that's because if you're working out, you may be doing too much running at a high intensity and other things like that, and not doing enough walking at a low intensity. Because at the higher intensity running type stuff, you may increase cortisol. And the cortisol, it gives you these hormones, these fight or flight hormones that build up visceral fat underneath your stomach, inside your organs. And that's because it's trying to protect you, and it's not very healthy for you. If you walk, you can actually burn more of that visceral fat and be in a more healthy position. So I just want to recommend, if you're doing strength training, try to do a little bit more compound movements. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how many years you've had, you will look and feel much younger if you're doing more of that. And then on the cardio, let's try low intensity. And I'm hoping that this can help you be a better podcaster and a better human. And I'll see you on the next episode.
This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.